Now, more of the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. This half hour is presented by City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. So excited to be speaking this morning with my friend Deja Dowdell from Play Pensacola. Good morning, Deja.
Good morning, Ruthie. How are you?
I am doing so well, especially now that you're here. How are you this morning?
Thank you. I feel so flattered.
When you come in, I'm just like, this is going to be a good day.
Honestly, I'm happy that the weather has changed. You know, we got poor on this morning, guys. Everyone that's doing, I know everyone.
It was crazy. Like, I didn't really realize until I started driving and the puddles were so bad.
Yes.
I was like, what happened here?
Out of nowhere. And you know what? I just have to remind myself, it's Florida. It'll be gone in about 20 minutes.
Oh, that's so true. If you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes. It will be different. Like, we had winter earlier this week, and now we're, I think, back to like 70 degrees today.
Isn't that crazy? It was freezing last week.
It's so, keeping us on our toes, we were kind of saying in the break, like, don't I have a coat somewhere? I should probably find that.
Somewhere in the back of my closet, I can pull it out. Every once in a while, I'll use it.
Buried beneath all the flip-flops and the sunscreen and the hats and all that stuff. It's back there. But I'm so happy to see you. We were
chatting
a little bit during the break, and I am very happy that we're here together in person, and I, you know, haven't seen you since before Thanksgiving, and turns out you love Thanksgiving.
I do. That's actually one of my favorite holidays. I know everyone gets, you know, into Christmas, or I'll say this, from what I noticed, everyone will go from Halloween to Christmas.
That is so true.
And I'm like, wait a minute, Thanksgiving's wedged right in there. That's the best one. But, you know, hey, I'm sure there's some out there that can debate me on that. Of course, Christmas, we have a reason for the season, but I do love Thanksgiving. I'm a sucker for the food.
I love that. I think Thanksgiving needs a little bit like of a glow up, and especially
yes!
this year, like, hit pause on the Christmas music for a few days, like, to enjoy that. So what was it like for you this year? Was it different?
It was different because we didn't have the planning of the travel. Normally we'll travel out to Boston. My husband's family's from there. And so we wanted to keep things, you know, very intimate this year. So we did do that. But I did have the opportunity to have food with my best friend. Her mom cooked. So that was really good. It was quite intimate, but so good still. Can't sacrifice the food.
Oh, I'm so glad. That's fun, isn't it? Like, you get to be with your best friend and then also someone else cooking. That sounds ideal.
Absolutely.
Sounds pretty perfect.
How about yours? Did you have a great one?
I did. Thank you. It was so small. It was so low key, low stress, just hanging out at the house, like immediate family only. And you know what though? I've said this a couple times now, is that I'm proud of us for not overcooking and overeating.
Yes.
But I am missing the leftovers. I missed out.
Man.
We did it too efficiently. So I think next time I'm like, well, we could do a little more. So I have some of those mashed potatoes for
the next few days. Oh, the mashed potatoes and the gravy. You just think about it. And I'm a little bit indifferent about the leftovers because I'm scarred as a kid. I feel like I had turkey every which way.
Oh,
like,
true.
After Thanksgiving, I'm like, okay, turkey salad, turkey sandwiches. All right.
Right. How creative are we really willing to get here? It's so true. Well, I'm so glad that it was a happy one, especially for your fave. And, you know, it's been a minute since we had a chance to catch up on all the good things happening with the Parks and Recreation Department. And, you know, as we move into not just a new season, but also the end of this crazy year.
Yes.
What's going on lately?
So I'm loving the fact that we're just ringing off into the, like you said, the end of the year and getting really into the holiday spirit. And I just walked into City Hall after the weekend, and the decorations are up. It looks amazing.
We'll have to stop by and see them.
Oh, it's beautiful. I don't know how tall that tree is, but it's all the way to the ceiling. It's, you know, there's garland all over the place. It's beautiful, but you know, it really reminds you that, you know, we are at that time of year. It's Christmas time, and so a lot of our centers are gearing up for their recitals and a lot of the end of the year finale things that they are doing. So we have that, but we also have a Pearl Harbor celebration and commemoration that we're doing over at Bayview Senior Center on Monday, because as many may or may not know, Monday, December 7th is Pearl Harbor Day. So that is just the time of where we commemorate Pearl Harbor, which took place in 1941. And we're going to have everyone come out. There'll be coffee. We'll have a speaker, a 20-year military veteran, Steve Ballard, will be out. We'll also have Escambia High School, their ROTC program. They'll be doing the color guard during the national anthem, as well as having our Blue Anchor Bells that will be performing. That's a lovely group. Bayview has the best, like, if you're into entertainment, mm-hmm. go through Bayview. Like, any of the events there, we have, I'd say, the best live bands out there around. I personally think so, from my experience thus far. But it will be a very nice ceremony. I can see that everyone will enjoy. So we welcome, I'm sure it's, Bayview's exclusive to 50 and up, but that is a time where I think everyone can come together and commemorate that event.
I love that. So you're going to have everyone from the high school ROTC all the way to the 20-year veterans speaking. So that's this Monday, the 7th. I can't believe it's December 7th on Monday. What time, Deja?
At 9 a.m.
9 o'clock. Oh, dang. Okay.
I know.
I will be otherwise occupied, but I will look forward to hearing how well it goes. And if you have a chance to go, let us know. We'd love to hear about it.
Absolutely.
Also, want to remind everyone, if you have a question for Deja about the Parks and Recreation Department, please feel free to give us a call or a text, 437-1620. You know, if you have some questions about what's happening at your nearby local park, because Deja is the person to ask. And as we always say here, if we don't know, we'll help you find out.
Absolutely.
Very
happy to do that. I mean, that's not just limited. And also, I want to put that tidbit out there that the event will take place in person. However, Bayview does have a hybrid where there are some in-person events, but there are also some virtual events as well. So definitely, if you don't feel quite comfortable with, you know, coming in person, please follow them on Facebook at Bayview Senior Center. They have robust programming. I can't emphasize enough. That's fun for everyone, but I get a kick out of watching their Jenga challenges, and they get a chance to choose the winner gets to choose the loser's consequence. I mean, I think earlier this summer we had Molly jump into the Bayou Tejar.
Oh my goodness. Oh, we've had Molly here on the Pensacola Expert Panel, and I can't say I'm shocked that she was willing to accept that dare. She seems very vivacious in that way. that's so fun. So you can follow along on the Bayview Senior Center Facebook page. That's the way to do that.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. And so again, if you're interested in just following along and attending some of the events that aren't necessarily, if you're not comfortable with going in person, please do feel free to follow us on our Facebook page. And, you know, we'll be sure to keep you included and keep everyone engaged. They also have, because they have some other events coming up, Christmas karaoke, Christmas bingo, cookie decorating. I know. So there's just going to be a lot of fun as we kick off the holiday season officially and lead all the way to Christmas.
Can we retire and just go hang out at the Bayview Senior Center?
Can we? I honestly think it is so awesome that programming is so strong for our seniors. Like, I can't imagine, like, you know, my dad retired not too long ago, several years back, and you know, I always think, like, well, what will he do? Like, will he get into, because he's so used to it? And sometimes he'll let me know, like, I don't really have much to do. But I mean, everyone here in Pensacola, man, you think, you're like, oh no, I'm occupied. I have a whole calendar of events going on.
I think retired people and young kids are the, like, busiest people I know. Their calendars are very difficult to get on to schedule some time to spend with them. And I love hearing that, especially in a year where we've had to have this, you know, isolation for health and safety.
Absolutely.
Staying apart from each other for, you know, a very good and important reason. But that doesn't mean that the connection has to stop. And so there's lots of different ways to keep your friendships alive and stay plugged in. And I know one of the things we had talked about before too at Bayview in particular was there was already construction going on and then some damage after Hurricane Sally.
Unfortunately.
So how's that looking?
So our parks team has been doing an amazing job with getting out there. It is a process, that is something that our director, Brian Cooper, he oversees, and he does an amazing job with, you know, ensuring that everyone is in place with getting the things done. They are opening as deemed safe. So if anyone is curious about that, please visit our main website, playpensacola.com. We have an interactive map up there that is, trust me, I know it is updated in real time. When we get the word, it goes out and it's updated on that GIS map. So you know why it's closed. You'll know when it will, or not necessarily when it will open, but when you see that green square, you know that it's open and ready to go and you're safe to go out there. If you see that red triangle, it's not. And we just ask that you please be patient with us, you know, give us time to be able to work with our contractors and everyone, our crews that are out there working very hard to ensure that our parks and green spaces and our centers are safe for you.
Gotcha. Yeah, I figured that, you know, that was a bad storm.
It was.
It's going to take some time to get back and get back safely. And I thank you for plugging the map again, because I know we've talked about that before, but that is, like, in case you missed it, that is such an amazing resource. Playpensacola.com will take you to it, and it's right there on the homepage. So just scroll down a little bit and you'll see green square, good to go. There's also some yellow circles, which means partially open.
Yes. So that the yellow circle pretty much represents a, as you mentioned, a partially open space where there may be a particular part of the grounds that isn't. So Community Maritime Park is a great example where the water railings, the perimeter of the park, that's not open yet. However, if you have the desire to go out to the playground, you're more than welcome to, and that's safe and ready to go. So we want to still make sure that you're able to utilize as much as you can. And if not, we'll communicate, hey, this is why we want you to refrain from going into this area.
And I have to tell you, Maritime Park has become my favorite place. I'm on this kick where I'm like selling as much as I can on Facebook Marketplace. Like, I'm not waiting for spring to do a clean out. I'm like cleaning out just stuff. And that is my favorite place to go meet people, because it's very open, very like obvious downtown. And of course, during the daytime, so not at night. That was a good tip from the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Thank you guys for giving
Thank
us
you.
Safety tips. And so every time I do, of course, I bring my dog so that she can also run around. So we've been paying close attention to those barricades and like, where can we go? And it's getting there. I will say the progress is very encouraging.
Thank you so much. I mean, again, that is an area that also was impacted. All of our water, you know, all of our locations that were directly accessible to water pretty much did take a hit. And so, you know, I'm very happy about the progress too. There was a lot that went into that. Paul Pipes, who's our outdoor and pursuits coordinator, as well as our athletics superintendent, Cheryl Fox, they pretty much went out there. Their teams went out and really just took on a great assessment of everything, got pictures. And so going through a lot of the pictures, there were some substantial damages, and it has evolved into the community coming out and people just willing to, you know, jump in there and help out with some of the cleanup. Some of those things, of course, we have to leave to expertise. It's not something that, of course, we can jump in and do, as, you know, you and I are saying, hey, we want to help, and we just want to make sure that for safety reasons, especially when it comes to the debris and the tree cleanup. But I'm so proud of our team and what has been going on, and even our citizens, like, thank you so much for, you know, taking notice and taking into account and taking ownership of your local park, your community center, and really loving on that area and saying, hey, I want to be a part of this charge to get it back to where it was.
I agree. And I think, didn't you tell me y'all had a troop, was it scouts?
Yes, the Cokesbury. Yes, they were so, Cokesbury Boy Scout Troop 3. Shout out to you guys, because these young men were just out there doing their thing. And I have the best pictures. If you go onto our Facebook, Play Pensacola, so it's at Play Pecola Parks. So Play Pensacola Facebook, you're able to see the pictures that we got of them when they were out there, and they were so adorable. I love the fact that they really spearheaded and led the adults. I feel like our Seeing Kites Neighborhood Association, they were also there and involved. And I couldn't be more proud of them, because they really ignited a program essentially where everyone can, you know, get involved and say, hey, you know what, I'm interested in doing this. It's still being built out, but I think that's where things will go from there, where we will invest in a park. If you want to get involved, you can.
I love that. And like you said, the kids leading the adults, sometimes it takes the, and who really is going to be more excited about the park being cleaned up and ready to play than the kiddos?
Of course. Well, they actually used it for their meetings. Kitsman, Optimus Park, they used it for their meetings. And so they did take a stake in that when the hurricane happened. And so I was very impressed when I heard about that initiative, and I couldn't be more proud of our community for coming together.
I love it. And I'm checking out the Facebook page now. You guys are also on Twitter?
We are on Twitter.
How
yes.
about that? Okay. All right.
We're on Twitter again. Play Picola Parks if you're interested in following us on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook.
And there's so much good stuff going on. I know last time you were here, Deja, we were talking about some of the youth programming that's coming back and opening. What's going on with that?
So I'll start with our dance, because that time frame is a little bit more narrow than some of the others. But our dance classes, our session 2, will open on Monday. And so registration will open, and it will be open all the way through Friday, December 18th. So please, if you're interested, do get the kiddos signed up. We have ballet, tap, and as well as tumbling classes, and then of course their company classes as well. So I would encourage everyone who is interested in a particular class to definitely give Goal Point a call. That's where our dance classes are hosted, and that's at 850-494-7360. So again, 850-494-7360. And Goal Point's located out on Spanish Trail. So 7000 Spanish Trail, that's where the dance classes will take place. We have a good amount of classes, but they are very popular. They fill quickly. So please, if you're interested, we have everything posted up on our Facebook page. It will be up on our website today. And you can see that updated schedule, because it was just updated from our previous session. So we will have more slight changes to what was offered before. But again, if you're interested in anything specific, our wonderful team, Jess and Thomas over there at Goal Point, they hold things down, as well as our amazing instructors. Call 850-494-7360 if you have any questions.
Were you a dancer growing up, Deja?
You know, I was, but I wasn't. Like, I took dance classes in high school, but I'm not. I have 2 left feet. I'll be honest. I do. I have some coordination issues.
These classes just sound like so much fun to me. I'm like, I want to go to a tumbling class. That sounds like great exercise.
I know.
So I'm like, well, we can't do the kids class. We can't do the senior center yet.
I'm looking for some of they. Well, we do have adult classes. I beg to differ. I stand myself corrected. We do have adult classes, but I really do want to take some stuff too.
That would be fun, don't you think?
I do think so.
Why not? Why not? Now life is short, we should be great dancers.
Why not just dance in the rain? That's what we should do.
That's so exciting. Okay, so the dance classes registration open now, and then the youth basketball, it looks like that got extended.
It did. So quick tidbit on the Goal Point fall dance classes, that will open on Monday, and it will be open from Monday all the way through Friday, December 18th. So please sign up and look into that. But our youth basketball program, Alpha Elite, that registration has been extended. So if you weren't able to get your child signed up, please do take advantage of the opportunity. And registration will be open all the way through December 31st for that. So that's our 3 pretty much, I guess, central downtown location centers. They all come together for, from what I've been told, about 400 participants. So
wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Very awesome. A very strong program. So Michael Mims over at Fricker, he does an amazing job with all of our track and field athletes, as well as this program. So we did have basketball boot camp over at Willen Heights. That is no longer being offered. That's just offered during the month of November. But those youth that were participating in the basketball boot camp are invited to participate in Alpha Elite, and anyone that's interested from age 5 through 14.
Awesome. And these are at
So the games will take place at Cobb, Fricker, and Woodland Heights.
Okay. Okay. That's right. Gotcha. Awesome. And this is, once again, in case you're in case you're just listening or you're driving, when you're finished driving, check out the Facebook page because it's all right there. Good information.
Absolutely. As well as our website. So this information, you can go and if you go to playpensacola.com, you're able to obtain on our youth basketball. So if you go to the top, it will say programs and events. And then over on the left side of the column, you can see youth sports. And if you click that and click basketball, you'll get that information on there. We do have two leagues. So we have our Alpha Elite Youth Basketball League, but we also have our Vickery Youth Basketball League as well. So Vickery hosts its own league, and that is also from ages 5 through 14. And you can get signed up all the way through January 4th of next year.
Awesome. So it's not too late. And if you're in like crazy Christmas rush mode, that's okay. It's still going to be there. That's, but is that one just for the Vickery youth, the January 4th?
So everyone's open to signing up for either one, but the Vickery youth is, that's the deadline for that particular program. For Alpha Elite, that deadline is December 31st. So you have until the end of this month to sign up.
Gotcha. So the sooner the better, really.
Absolutely.
So you have your spot and you know you're ready and can be looking forward to it. I think that would be a really cool Christmas gift.
I think so too.
Cool stocking stuffer, make a little coupon or something. Be like, you get basketball. Love that. And
thanks for that idea. That's actually really good.
I'm like desperately on the lookout. I'm like experience gifts that are, you know, unique, especially here that supports our local. Always on the lookout for those.
Nice.
And this would be so fun, I think, you know, for the basketball loving kid in your family or in your life that you want to just, you know, give them something that's not just gonna, the batteries die and then it's, yeah, you know, they like the box better than the present anyway, that whole thing.
And I did play basketball. I may not have been a dancer, but I did play basketball, and for me it's a great team sport. I think it's so awesome. It's amazing to bond, and you really get a chance to really gain confidence in that sport. So,
oh, I love that. Yeah. You know, I've heard that's a lot of the same muscles.
It's a lot of muscle, like just in general. it's a physical sport. I mean, like the jumping, you'd be surprised. You think like, oh, maybe you're running up and down the court, but you're jumping, you might feel a little contact, a little body on you. So yeah, you get pretty strong playing it.
So this would be great after a year of just whatever your regularly scheduled program was probably went out the window. Like now might be a great time to get back. And kids, I know, like, we're back in school. We have so many amazing choices for kids in school here in our community, which is awesome. And there's also these type of opportunities.
Yes.
Where, like, if you missed out for so much of the year on that camaraderie and team building and cooperative sports opportunities, like, here it is. It's back.
Definitely. It's back. And we're very happy to be back and offering these. We are following, you know, of course, our pandemic protocols and ensuring that, you know, we do our part to keep everyone safe. So, you know, we want you to entrust us that we will make sure that everyone, our families are safe, our youth are safe. So please do sign up. Again, Vickery, our Vickery Recreational Basketball League, as well as our Alpha Elite.
That's a lot of vowels.
It is, but only back to back. Alpha Elite Youth Basketball League. Please get signed up. 31st as well as the 4th. We do have our deadlines that we have to ensure to get everyone going and just make sure that we have that. But flyer information, all of that information is available.
Awesome. So check out the website, and that's playpensacola.com. We'll take you there.
Yes.
Facebook and Twitter.
Absolutely, at Play Pecola Parks.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Deja.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. We're going to be back with Both Smart in just a few moments. And in case you missed it, this was Deja Dowdell with Play Pensacola. So please stay with us. We'll be right back.